Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers open up a four-game series against division rival Chicago at Wrigley Field, and they beat the Cubs 3-1. Yovani Gallardo went seven innings, allowed a run on six hits with a half dozen strikeouts to improve to 7-6. He's 9-3 lifetime against Chicago. Francisco Rodriguez, with his 36th save, now leads the major leagues. As for the offense, Mark Reynolds hit a solo home run in the second inning off Jake Arrieta, who then set down 13 in a row, but the Brewers grabbed the lead for good in the seventh inning after Ryan Braun was cut down at the plate. Manager Ron Renicki watched Chris Davis come through with a big RBI double.
That was huge. You hate when you lose an opportunity to score like that, and then he turns around and drives in the guy. So it was huge. And Scooter's hit to add on is also big.
Jeanette with an RBI knock in the ninth as the Brewers get to 66-53. They'll send Willie Peralta against Kyle Hendricks in game two of the series on Tuesday night. Brewers lead now 2.5 games in the division race. Pittsburgh Pirates move into second place with an 11-6 win over the Detroit Tigers. They scored five in the first off Justin Verlander, who left after only one inning with a sore shoulder. Travis Snyder hit two home runs for the Pirates, who placed MVP Andrew McCutchen on the 15-day disabled list with a fractured rib. Snyder says while McCutchen's out, everyone else is going to have to step up.
I mean, it's something that we take pride in as a team, as a unit. Cutch is missed first and foremost, but we understand to help this team win, we all got to fulfill our roles, whether that's a starting position or a bench guy, and really not trying to go out there and do more than what you're capable of doing.
St. Louis Cardinals fall to third place as they were beaten by Miami 6-5. Cards are three games back. Giancarlo Stanton did the damage with two home runs, including a tape measure shot. Now has 31 on the year. He's seeing the ball pretty well.
Stay back, man. Can't be like a deer in headlights and just try to go get it. You still got to, let it come to you and kind of let it sneak into you.
No sneaking with that one. The Mets over the Phillies 5-3. Anthony Recker with a three-run home run in the top of the seventh. Dodgers beat the Braves 6-2. Kevin Correa, just acquired from the Minnesota Twins in his L.A. debut, goes six innings, allows a run, and San Diego beat Colorado 4-3. In the American League, Baltimore 11-3 over the Yankees. They hit three home runs. New York now seven back of the Orioles in the East. Tampa Bay shut out Texas 7-0. Drew Smiley 7 2/3, allowed just three hits. Twins over the Astros 4-2. Joe Mauer with the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth. Kansas City beat Oakland 3-2. Alcides Escobar with a couple of RBIs, coupled with that Tiger loss to Pittsburgh. Manager Ned Yost and the Royals, who won eight in a row, have moved into first place in the American League Central.
We're capitalizing on just about every opportunity we get right now, and it's fun to watch. I mean, the confidence, especially there in the seventh inning. I mean, I just felt like Eske was going to come through.
And he did. Seattle Mariners hammered the Toronto Blue Jays 11-1. Minor League Baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers off on Monday. They open a homestand against Clinton on Tuesday night, one game behind Kane County in the West Division second half playoff race in the Midwest League. The Sheboygan A's lead Appleton 9-7. The game suspended in the ninth inning on Monday night in the semifinal series of the Northeast Wisconsin League playoffs. They'll finish the game on Tuesday night. The A's got five runs in the fifth to grab the lead. Blake Fleischman with a couple of home runs. If Sheboygan wins, they'll sweep that best of three and move into the NEW Championship Series to face Menasha, which closed out the Green Bay Storm 2-0. Green Bay Packers are back at work following their preseason opening loss to the Tennessee Titans Saturday night, 20-16. Head coach Mike McCarthy said after the film review, though, it was top-notch.
Clearly, it's probably one of the best preseason games that I've ever been a part of, just because it was a training environment that you can't create.
He said Mother Nature delivered a whole lot of rain, and that's something you just cannot duplicate. There were some injuries in the game. Joe Thomas, the linebacker, and running back Rajon Neal suffered knee injuries, neither believed to be serious. Josh Boyd with a rib injury. Rookie receiver Devontae Adams hurt a wrist trying to field the second of two muffed punts in that game. And Jordy Nelson didn't practice on Monday with a hamstring injury. He was not a healthy scratch. He hurt the hamstring on Friday before the game. Again, none of those injuries expected to be serious for the Packers. Other NFL notes, Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch being investigated by police after a woman filed a complaint alleging assault and criminal damage to property at an apartment early Sunday morning. Dallas Cowboys defensive back Orlando Scandrick suspended 4 games by the National Football League for violating the substance abuse policy. In golf, Ryder Cup is the next big event after Rory McIlroy won the PGA Championship on Sunday at Valhalla. Ryder Cup captain Tom Watson holding a news conference has 3 spots left with 3 tournaments to go on the tour. Watson says he hasn't ruled out Tiger Woods as a potential captain's pick yet. Steve Stricker will be an assistant captain when the U.S. takes on the European side at Glen Eagles in Scotland in September. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.